Or we use Zion Menachem Oz. Tuesday night, our halacha. Okay, we're learning Hilchos Brachos and different topics in Hilchos Brachos. There's the basic mitzarik or adin. The basic halacha is that you're not allowed to give food to someone that you know is not going to make a bracha. So it's neither. So that's the basic halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch brings down a shita that if it's ba'ifen staka, it's mutter. If machlekes achroinim, whether it's mutter if you know for sure he's not going to make a bracha, or only if it's possible that he will make a bracha, that's when it's mutter b'derech tzedakah. So that's a machlekes achroinim. The Magen Avraham says it's only if it's maybe, but if it's vaday that he won't make a bracha, then you're not allowed to give it to him even by finstaka. And others say, the Eli Rabba says that it's mutter even if he for sure won't, as long as it's not b'toyos merida, rebelliousness, rishus. Nowadays it's a bigger problem. Many times there's situations where it would either create eva. If you wouldn't, you know, in a situation, let's say at work, you're offering food to everybody, or you're offering food to some people, and, you know, the other people want to take also, you can't really, it would create eva, the achrenim point out, if you give food, if you don't give them. And so therefore, they matter it, just like it's the sheet to say it's mutter, b'toyer tzedakah, so limnoya eva. They also, it's really good to make a bracha for him. The truth is, if the person says the bracha along with you, you know, if you do it in a nice way, maybe they'd make a bracha. Then you have a problem with Kisei HaRosh. And Hanami, it's a problem. Let's put aside Kisei HaRosh for a moment. You could say the words of a bracha, even with Shem Hashem, even if you're not eating, if the person's repeating after you. So that's like a Rebbe teaching a child. So if he's repeating after you, you can't make the bracha for him, of course, bemotzi him, unless you eat as well. And many times that's a simple enough etza, that you'll say, you know, I'm making the bracha for you. He has to know about it. He has to have some form of kavana lotzeis. He doesn't have to have heavy kavana. He doesn't know what lotzeis means. You say, I'm making the bracha for you. So that's good enough. You know, if you listen, the bracha is being made for you. So so that would be the best, obviously. Second best, it's also possible to say the words of the bracha even if you don't eat, including Shem Hashem, if he repeats them after you. But then you're like a Rebbe in a classroom, first grade, kindergarten, you make the bracha, you're allowed to say Shem Hashem, you're teaching the kids how to say it. So that's another option. But then you have the Kisei HaRosh problem. Mishnah Berurah Paskens B'dieved, even the hand is considered a kisui, even though we generally paskin it's not, but B'dieved maybe it can be Seimach that it is, because that's relatively easy for the person to do. But if he doesn't want to do it, I don't know, on balance, I guess it's... I say it's better that he should make a bracha, even b'gili ha-roish. Rav Moshe has a tshuva that he's not so sure even how heavy the iser is to say Shem Hashem with gili ha-roish. So I would say on balance, better let him make a bracha b'gili ha-roish. So that's certainly the best. Again, if you motzi him and you're eating too, that's absolutely the best. If you say, you know, make a bracha, especially in Israel, the bracha's in Hebrew, so it's not like he has to, you know, break his teeth or crack. You know, he basically knows the words, and he'll gladly repeat after you. And if not, you have to judge yourself. If it's because you feel awkward, that's not such a good thing. It says in the Ramon, the first, you know, in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Aleph, you're not supposed to be embarrassed or feel awkward when it comes to doing things the right way. So if it's your awkward feeling and you just want to call it Eva, that's not so good. It's you feel funny, so don't feel funny, that's all. But if this truly would be Eva, if you judge the situation, then the Paiskim are matter it, just like they compare it to this din that l'toyrich tzedakah, some say it's mutter. What's the heter for that? It's not so clear. I would say the rationale is that it's not mamish lifnei iver, because, I mean, it's lifnei iver right now, but in general, the guy always eats without a bracha. So that's not really an excuse, because you're being over lifnei iver in this moment, you're giving him to eat. But maybe that's the heter with this derech tzedakah or mipnei eva. And of course, fakirav, everything's mutter. No, I'm just kidding. Fakirav. The place of matir it for the purposes of kirav, but you have to be real. Kirav means he's coming to your house for a meal, and you're talking to him. If you're in the office and you're offering him a box of cookies, so there might be mitnayeva. That's the other reason. But there's no, especially, you know, there's no kirav there in this box of cookies. Kirav is probably the setting of a meal, and you have him over. So the basic halacha is you can't give someone who's not going to make a bracha to eat. And there's enough attention to make everybody happy. Derech tzedakah is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. Mipnei Eva, the Paiskim Amat there. You can be motzi him if you're eating too. You could say the words of the bracha and he repeats it. If he's willing to do that, you try to get him to make Kisui Harosh. And, okay, those are the basic parameters of this halacha. Okay. Now we're going to learn a little Shaar Bitachon until 8:30. So we started off the Psicha and Shaar Bitachon and the Chavis Alvavus is that Bitachon is great. And he's going to tell you all the benefits that will happen to you in your life. If I tell you I have the secret of success, you'll be successful in Ruchnius and in Gashmius. So you want to acquire that secret. So the Chavis Halavah says the secret of success is to develop bitachon. And as you say, it's not easy. It's harder than just paying lip service, and then whenever you don't have bitachon, you just blame that on hishtadlus. That's much harder. It's a whole. You have to develop it. You have to work on it. And that's what the Chavis Halavah and Shaar Bitachon gives you the steps. Mamish, like a workbook, a workshop, step by step by step, one thing leading to the next. And as the Chavis Halavah says, at the end of Shaar Avodas Elokim, I believe, I might be wrong about that, he says, when you climb a ladder, if you try to skip a step, you're going to fall down. So always make sure that you go step by step. Don't try to skip a step. Anyway, so he gives you now a list of the benefits of bitachon. So benefits in ruchnius and benefits in gashmius. Okay, what are the benefits in ruchnius? His main benefit in ruchnius is, and this is, I don't know if I would call it a chiddush, but it's certainly a bold statement. And he says, you have to be, basically, the first benefit is that you will be more successful when you have bitachon in Hashem. And he brings down psukim to this effect. I don't have time in this setting to explain the Chavis Halavah more. If somebody wants, it's Alpi Ramban and Eov, even though you can't say the Chavis Halavah is Alpi the Ramban and Eov, because the Chavis Halavah preceded the Ramban by about two centuries, maybe more. So, but the explanation of the Chavis Halavah could be more readily understood, I believe, with the Ramban and Eov, and in rather than Chumash Brachos also by Sodom. The point is, the closer you are to Hashem, and the more you truly rely on Him, and the more you understand that He is the source, and therefore you're relying on Him, the more benefits accrue to you, the more things happen. If you're relying on your intelligence, so not always are people's intelligence that intelligent, as we all know, and they can't see the future. And you know, an intelligent, if the stockbrokers were that intelligent, they wouldn't be stockbrokers. They would be rich. They would be playing the stock market and becoming millionaires. Right? So, and if you rely on your, everybody always relies on something. If you think about it, maybe you're relying on yourself, maybe you're relying on the electric company, maybe you're relying on protection. You always rely on something. No one lives in a vacuum. So he says, if you rely on other things, then you are left to the vicissitudes of those other things. The rise and fall. You're relying on your chachma. You know, your chachma doesn't always work. The other guy might be a bigger chacham than you. You're relying on your koach haguf. People get sick. People. So you say, well, these things go on all the time. Yeah, they do. And the Chavetz Chaim is telling you that the more you rely on Hashem, the less you are subject to the uncertainties of life, and the more you're relying on Hashem, it's going to work out. Now, that's not a guarantee that it's going to work out the way you want it to, as we'll see when we learn Chavis Albovas. But in general, he says, the closer you are to Hashem, and the more you feel and understand and recognize that He is the one to rely on, the less hezek you have, and the more things they run smoothly, and they run the way perhaps you'd like them to run, and you're not subjected. But if you rely on your rich uncle, then maybe he'll get mad at you, or maybe he has other better things to do with his money. And if you rely on wealth, or on protection, or on politicians, or on your friends, if you rely on anything that's over, that's temporary, that's kashmi, that's not objective, right? And then anything but Hashem has all these chesroinus, that they have the other interests in mind. There's a wheel of fortune, so to speak, that turns. Today you're up, tomorrow you're down. You want to rely on America to be your ally? So Hashem says, okay, be my guest. Then somebody could be elected that's not a friend of Israel, right? This is what happens. But if you rely on Hashem, it's a very bold statement. Emeinu b'teach b'elokim, mi she'b'teach b'zulas Hashem, meiser Hashem hashgachosu me'olav, u'meinicho also b'yad mi she'b'teach olav, which, you know, it's subject to everything, the things that happen. You're subject to germs, you're subject to other interests. All the things that you see happening in life. So you say, yeah, so they happen, yeah. But so he's telling you that the more bitachon you have, the more you will emerge unscathed. This is a very bold statement. It's more understandable, as I said, according to a Ramban. The Achronim delve into this at length and give mishalim and, you know, ways to deal with this. He says, you're rich, you know, tomorrow you don't have to be rich, you know. There's no, all kinds of things happen in life. So that's benefit number one, is success. Not a guarantee, and not success the way you want to define success necessarily. But the closer you are to Hashem, the more nitzol you are, right? There could be a gezeira. Let's say your average person gets sick 3 times a year, right? That's a very normal thing to say. And that's the way the Teva works. You get sick 3 times a year. Anybody listening, by the way? Because like the echo is like bothering me. Let's say the average person gets sick 3 times a year. So if you say, okay, I'm going to jog every, no offense to the joggers here, it's fine to jog, it's good. But if you rely on your jogging, then you're going to get sick 3 times a year, because normal people get sick 3 times a year. But if you, right, but if you take care of yourself, because that's nichal and normal hishtadlus, I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea, but you understand and have internalized that your health is totally in Hashem, this is just one dogma, you will get sick only once a year, or maybe none, no times a year. That's what the Chavetz Chaim is saying. The more you rely on Hashem, the more you are taken out of the normal mahalach of the workings of the way things work in the world, with all the ups and downs, and I say the vagaries of life, and the ups and the downs, and the stock market, and this. The more you rely on Hashem, the more, not a nace, without nisim, you can emerge without nisim. We all know right? People emerge unscathed from economic depressions and downturns because they have their money here. The more you rely on Hashem, the more safe you are. A very, very bold statement. And he starts off the Pesach and Shaar Bitachon that way. And that's your primary benefit, that you're safest, not in American, the securities. Standard & Poor's. I have a good friend who's an analyst in Standard & Poor's. He came to visit me today. He's in Eretz Israel. I called him a traitor to his country. Anyway, so Standard & Poor's, right? And then who knows what's going to be. So that's a very bold statement. It needs iyun. It's hard to believe. And it's hard to prove. And you can't prove it. But I'm telling you, there's a Ramban who expands upon this idea that the closer you are to Hashem, the less you will suffer hezekos, because there's a shmira that is there, the more you're bonded. Okay, good.